Good morning. We're so thankful that you've joined us again for Allison Allfing's testimony of how the Lord brought her to himself. And as we said last time, every person has an individual testimony, kind of like an individual fingerprint. And as you listen to her testimony, just ask yourself one question. Do I have a testimony? Has there ever been a time in my life that I have personally come to know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior? Allison, good morning. Glad to have you back.
Thank you for having me. As I said last time, we had just found out that my stepfather had passed away, and my other aunt had showed up a little later, and she told us to pack some clothes and that we were going to stay with them for a while.
Okay.
And I really didn't want to leave our house, but they insisted, and I know they were trying to help my aunt and my other aunt.
Right.
But they had all of us leave, and my mom and my three siblings stayed with one aunt, and I stayed with the other aunt.
Okay.
And I think that was probably the worst thing that they could have done.
Yeah, for you to be totally separated from your mom and your other siblings, yeah.
Yeah. I really don't remember a whole lot of that day, but I remember crying a lot, and I think I was just in a state of shock.
Right.
So the next day, my mom picked me up, and we went home, which I was very glad for. And a few days after my stepdad passed away, we were driving in a rental car, and my mom put on a new Stephen Curtis Chapman CD. And the very first song was called The Blessing.
Okay.
And it was a song that was extremely comforting to us, and it made us all smile. Mm. It was a song about someone who had passed away and how we don't need to question why, because God knows the reason, and we can just sit in this moment and lean on God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that was really just something that helped us get through. I think it really made a statement to us that God was there even through this hard time.
Because so many times when we've gone through a crisis like that, we wonder, where is God?
Right.
And to be reminded, God hasn't left. God's right here with us.
Yes. And also on that CD were a few songs that helped me to think more about what it meant to be a Christian and helped me to reflect on who Jesus was.
Right.
There were songs about seeing Jesus in other people, just not forgetting them just because they were not who you are.
Right.
And then there was also a song that was about if this was your last day on earth, how would you live? And so that was really something that was something that I thought about because we had just dealt with a death.
Right.
And so I was thinking about death a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And about your death.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the rest of that year, I don't really remember a lot of it, but I did start to have some panic attacks. And I was terrified of leaving my mom. So I stopped sleeping over at any friends' houses. And the only place I would go would be my grandma's house, but only when absolutely necessary.
Okay.
And one thing that became a big part of my life that has kind of been an unwelcome thing to stay is sort of OCD tendencies. And the way I got that was my stepfather loved a show called Monk, which is about an OCD homicide detective. And it's a funny comedy show.
Okay.
But the main character has OCD, and so he's germophobic, and he has to do things in order.
I see. Okay.
And I took on those tendencies on purpose just to kind of feel close to something that my stepfather liked.
Now that he was gone.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so it started to get really bad because that is sort of addictive to feel that way or to think that way all the time. And I started to have routines that I couldn't break or I would get anxiety and I thought of germs a lot. And so I struggled with that for many years.
Actually.
And only recently have I started to just find a way to get past that.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I've been getting past that is when I think of things that are bad, I might flip my pillow over and then I'll think, if I put my pillow this way, my son won't be able to breathe. And I have to tell myself, that's not true.
Right, right.
This pillow is not in control of my son's breathing.
Mm-hmm.
God is the person who gives him each breath.
Right, exactly. The whole idea of trusting God with every situation you face.
Right.
Right.
So I don't let anxiety take over, even though it sometimes is an easy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really just have to lean on God through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So in December of 2006, my baby sister was born, and she was such a blessing and helped all of us heal from the hurt, at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was very spoiled as a baby.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, and she continues to be spoiled even as a 9-year-old. So in 11th grade, my mom told us we were moving back to our hometown to be closer to family.
Okay.
And we were also being foreclosed on.
I see.
It had been hard for my mom to find a job with a brand new baby and all of that. So the day before we moved, we came home to find locks on our doors. So we had been foreclosed on early. And that was actually horrifying to me because all of our stuff was in there.
Yeah.
And I thought we had lost everything. And I had special stuffed animals and, you know, just all of our things.
Right.
But a police officer that was in our neighborhood told us that we could go in the house if we could find a way to get in without breaking anything. So we found an open window. I crawled inside and opened the front door, and we got everything out and started our life in our old city.
Okay.
But in a new house.
Right.
And our new house was much smaller, and we were pretty squished, but it was okay, and I actually really liked being close to everyone.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our neighbors at our new house were a Catholic family, and they introduced us to our new church that we started going to.
Okay.
And I joined the choir there right away, and I really enjoyed singing with the group again. I connected right away to the choir director, and something that I thought was neat was at the end of every choir rehearsal, he would sing the blessing song that was part of the Stephen Curtis Chapman song that came out right after my stepfather passed away.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that was just a really special thing, I thought.
Brought you some very comforting thoughts.
Right.
Right.
So that choir director actually ended up resigning a few months after I joined the choir. But it was okay because the new director was just as wonderful.
Okay.
And she was someone I connected with even more.
Mm.
And she made me feel like I was a valued member of the choir and just a special person. She really seemed to enjoy me being around,
right,
which was a nice thing for me. And I started cantoring, which I would lead the entire congregation in song.
Okay.
And that was something I really enjoyed doing. And then she also asked me to sing for weddings and funerals.
Mm-hmm. And you were what age now?
This was when I was about 16,
okay.
17.
All right.
So during Easter and Christmas at that church, I would practically live there because we had four services.
Yeah, a lot of practices, yeah.
Yep, lots of practices, and she would have me sing for all four services.
Right.
But I really liked it. The priests all knew me there, and I just felt like I was a very special part of the church.
Right.
And at the Catholic Church, usually people come in and then they leave right away. And for me, I kind of stayed there, and I was more of a known person in the church, which I really liked. I went through confirmation class in 12th grade, which is a year later than you're supposed to.
Oh.
But it was fine. I didn't know many people in my confirmation class, but I did like my teachers.
Okay.
The thing I remember learning in confirmation class is about the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're confirmed, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit.
That's what they
believe.
Taught. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So in May of 2009, I was confirmed, but I really didn't feel much different. I hadn't been growing in my relationship with God at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I continued to try to read my Bible, but nothing was making sense at all.
Yeah, just kind of an emptiness.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
After I was confirmed, in the same month, I met my husband.
Okay.
And he was 19, I was 18, so my mom actually met him first in her college astronomy class. She had gone back to school to get a degree so that she could get a better job.
Okay.
And Eric came over to our house to set up a swing set. And so then I got to know him, and we talked for a while. And he told me he was going to be a camp counselor for the Boy Scouts of America. I asked him if I could write him letters that summer, and he said sure. So that whole summer we wrote letters back and forth to each other. And they were mostly just letters about what we did that week and basic getting to know you questions.
Sure, yeah.
That year, I went to college that fall, and I got to spend more time with Eric. And on the first day of school, he asked me to be his girlfriend and gave me a teddy bear. And about a month into dating, my cousin got married, and she said Eric was welcome to attend. It was a traditional Catholic wedding, and my husband was an evangelical Christian.
All right.
So he didn't take communion at the wedding. And my mom thought that was really weird, But I thought that maybe he didn't know what communion was.
All right.
And that I could explain it the next time.
Sure.
At the reception of the wedding, I was sitting outside of the hall with Eric, and he asked me if I was saved. And I didn't know what that meant, so I asked him to explain.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it means you trust in Jesus as your Savior. And I had known all the facts about Jesus. I knew he died on a cross.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, yes, you know, of course he's my Savior. I am a Christian. And he said, have you ever asked Jesus to save you? And I said, well, no, I didn't know you had to ask him
mm-hmm.
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just always felt like he was my Savior.
Right.
So he explained that you had to ask Jesus to be your Savior, and it was more of a personal relationship instead of just a religion. And I didn't understand it fully, so he told me to listen to a radio station and that he really enjoyed a pastor named Adrian Rogers.
Yes.
So I started listening to VCY America on the radio
mm-hmm.
and Pastor Rogers' messages.
Right.
And at the end of each message, Pastor Rogers gives an invitation to accept Jesus as
mm-hmm.
your Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was hearing this, I started to feel conviction about being a sinner.
Mm.
I started to realize, well, I know I'm a sinner, but I didn't realize how serious
right.
that this sin was.
Right, right.
And I also started to realize that Jesus was more than just God's Son who died on a cross. He was my personal Savior, or
right.
he could be my personal Savior
yes.
if
yeah.
I asked him to be. And so after a few times of just listening to this message and thinking about it, I decided to accept Jesus as my Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember praying to accept Jesus quite a few times. And I would pray after every message.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeling like I wasn't praying good enough, or I didn't mean it enough.
I see.
And I remember begging God, just please, please, God, save me. And I kept feeling like he was ignoring what I was asking.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I told Eric how I had been feeling, and he explained what assurance was.
Okay.
So I listened to a message on assurance, and one night as I was praying again for salvation, I decided that that was enough of not feeling
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
like I was good enough. And I knew that that was just Satan trying to trap me and trying to stop me from living for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so I eventually got on my knees, asked Jesus to save me, told him that I was a sinner and I couldn't save myself.
Right.
Thanked him for saving me and for loving me. And then I told myself, now I know I am a Christian and I'm not going to question this anymore.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yeah. And the assurance gave you peace. Well, that is great. Well, we've run out of time again, Allison, but what a joy it is to know the personal effect that one person can have on somebody else just by saying, are you a Christian? Are you saved? And folks, you're listening to our broadcast this morning. That's a great question to ask anybody that's around you. The most important question you can ask. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.